This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's me, Roz. Welcome to Ghosted by Roz Hernandez, the podcast where I talk to people that I like about the paranormal. I've got Nori Reed on the show today, who is a hilarious comedian and writer and dear friend of mine. But before we get to that, I got a story in my email from Katie, and this one is a little different than what we're used to. But let me tell you right now, it's terrifying. Katie writes, "Hi, Roz from Melbourne, Australia. I have a very creepy experience that happened to me that still affects me even today. So I grew up in this really old Queensland-style house. It's a weird style I haven't really seen anywhere else. Huge place with two levels and a staircase outside at the front and the back. The kitchen, sitting room, and dining is upstairs, and the bedrooms are downstairs that you have to access through a proper back door into a little foyer that leads to the bedrooms. So our back door was a little bit dodgy, and you could still easily open it with a credit card or a stick. Ooh, if you're me, a bobby pin. It was creepy. So using the bathroom at night was also super creepy because the toilet room was off the foyer, right next to that dodgy back door, and people were always leaving the door unlocked. A few times, we walked in on someone ransacking a bedroom. Yeah, very dodgy area. Anyway, there was a lot of ghostly stuff in the house, and my siblings had all claimed to see different things at different times. Me? I was too boring for ghosts to bother, apparently, because I never saw anything. Until I did. I was about 8 years old, and every night I'd find myself waking up, hearing the closet door open. I'd squeeze my eyes closed as something would come out, walk around fiddling with things on my desk or shelf, and then leave the room. Sometimes I'd sneak a peek, and yes, this tall, dark figure was moving around the room and then out into the foyer, and then it was gone. So one night while my dad was tucking me in, I started crying. I was over being afraid each and every night. I asked my dad to please search the closet. It was a huge, old-fashioned, but kind of cheap closet we inherited from my grandmother. He was very anti-anything supernatural and refused, telling me I was being silly and how I need to think more logically and be more resilient. But I couldn't. I cried and cried, and finally he had enough of it and went to open the closet door. The minute his hand touched the handle, he was violently thrown backwards. He fell over onto the floor, and this very real-life human man came running out of the closet and out the door. Yes, he had been living in my closet. My dad surveyed the closet, and he had actually broken the back of the closet and dug a hole into the wall recess where the fireplace used to be that had been taken out by the previous owner. He had made a bed in there and everything. So, not really a supernatural story, sorry, but also just super creepy and something I'll never forget. I always check under beds, in closets, and triple check doors and windows now as an adult. Sorry for any secondhand trauma this may have caused you or your listeners, who will probably also now double check everything before bed. Lots of love and keep it spooky, Katie. Katie, thanks for sending that. I feel like this is an important one to talk about on a show like this because I just want everyone to know, yes, we want to believe that it's a ghost in our closet, but it might be a man living in your closet. So don't jump to ghosts every time because it might be something even more terrifying. And also it's like when you're young and, you know, people want to be like, oh, it's just a boogeyman, like whatever. And Katie's like, no, I'm seeing somebody. I swear. That has to be very validating, but not comforting. Oh, very scary. Okay, let's talk to my friend, Nori Reed. On with the show. I am joined by a dear sweetie, Nori Reed.
It sounded like you were going to say two more things, if I can be honest.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you go in these podcasts and they write out a long intro to say in front of you, and that's not this one. Just what comes to mind.
Just sweetie.
A dear sweetie, one of the funniest bitches I know.
There we go.
A true, hilarious comedian. See, I'm not a writer. I'm not like you.
You're killing it. No, like that, this intro is, it's the best intro I've ever had, truly.
Aren't you... Didn't you tell me you're nominated for an Emmy?
Yeah.
Nori, this is major.
Well, then, Emmy nominated.
Okay.
Emmy nominated. Okay.
Writer of Raven's Home on the Disney Channel, Nori Reed.
Thank you. It's an honor to be nominated.
It's an honor to have you. I've wanted you on this for a while, and you're busy, but we got you.
But I think we're both just busy, busy little bees.
We are.
Yeah.
But I've wanted to talk about ghosts with you for a long time. And you're from Kentucky.
Yeah.
And you're from specifically Christian County.
A little on the nose, yeah.
Which is also where the famous Kellyville Hopkins goblin sightings took place.
Yes! But, oh, and it's also where Edgar Casey is from, who's like a very...
Are you serious?
Yes, yes.
Edgar Casey, the sleeping prophet.
Yep.
Who is a very famous, I mean, wrote a billion books and psychic and prophet and, or, you know, had premonition. Look him up. That's crazy. What's going on down there?
You know, that's a great question because the other person who's of note... of major note is Bell Hooks.
Mm.
Bell Hooks is from Christian County, Kentucky. So
wow.
It produces some quirky, you know, it's such a conservative hellhole of a place that it's interesting that it produces such eccentric. I guess that's where eccentric people come from. Or it's like really like strict, very like basic places, I guess.
Totally.
I'm philosophizing. I'm like, sorry.
No, I think it's true. But also, like, the goblins made an appearance once. They never came back. They were like, this is not for us.
It's not for us.
They showed up one time, and they're like, this is enough. We're going to find somewhere else.
And I don't blame them.
Listeners, if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to the last time Jess Ambrose was on the podcast. We did a whole deep dive on this goblin sighting. Or were they aliens? I don't know. Something like that. Do you believe in that kind of a thing?
Aliens?
All of it. Tell me everything that you believe in when it comes to this. Aliens? Could a goblin family really, you know, show up on somebody's house in Kentucky? What do you think?
I do believe in aliens, 100%. It's just scientifically impossible that there wouldn't be. That's, like, for sure. Goblins? Listen, there's people that look like all sorts of stuff. And as you know, I mean, we're both trans, like, you know, people can look like anything. And Maybe there's some people out there that, do they call themselves goblins? Maybe not. Do people look at them and go, that's a goblin? Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I've seen a couple goblins as some trolls.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the new, like, you know, they have, obviously there's bears and there's, in the gay community, there's otters. Now there's goblins.
Just goblins. Yeah. And I wonder what those poor people felt when they saw this on the news, when they were like, wait,
right?
What the fuck? We literally just showed up at these people's house and we wanted to say hi. And now they're like, goblins.
We brought them cookies. We were saying, welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're goblins?
Yeah. It's kind of like how on the news sometimes they'll just like show like B-roll of just like random people. And it'll be like, I don't know. It'll say something that's just not great. It'll be like a health crisis is going on, or what, and you see yourself on the news. You're like, wait, why'd you show me?
That has happened to you?
Actually, something did happen to me like this.
Oh my God.
This has nothing to do with ghosts, but when the vaccine first came out, I went to
I can't wait.
I went to a place that had the vaccine and it was outdoors. And Telemundo News was there. And they weren't filming anybody. They were all white people. And then as soon as I came, they pulled out the cameras. And they started filming me as I got my shot.
That's because you're a star, baby.
But also, I had hoop earrings on. And I was like, really? Is it because I have hoop earrings? They thought, yeah. They knew I was Latina. They were like,
Chicana queen.
We got to get her.
Absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, so goblins. What about ghosts? Where are you at on that?
Okay. Wait,
vaccines. Oh. Where are you at? Yeah,
okay. It's like, do I believe in, I say yes to everything. And then you go, do you believe in vaccines? I go, no. Absolutely not. No, I mean, with ghosts, I keep approaching this from a scientific place for some reason, but maybe
okay, scholar.
Right? Ghosts, like, I go back to physics, and it's like, you know, energy can't be created or destroyed.
Right.
And so I think about that, and I go, okay, well, we have our physical body, but that's not, we have, like, a spirit or a, whatever you want to call it, because our body turns to dust. But then our spirit is not just destroyed. It doesn't just destroy. I think energy continues to flow in the world. And then maybe that's ghosts.
When you talk about it that way, yes, it seems absolutely like it has to go somewhere. Does it float away? Does it stick there?
There's energy.
Have you ever encountered a ghost?
I think so.
Give it to me.
Okay. I do think so. So I'm going to start this off by saying my grandmother, who is Korean, was a kind of medium back in Korea. So my mom would tell me these stories of how, like, when she was growing up, people in the community would come to my grandmother to see their loved ones who had departed.
Stop.
Yes. Yes. And so I grew up knowing that. And I always felt a little witchy. And then I met this Korean shaman later in life. And those are called mudong, like mudong, that's Korean shaman. And they're non-binary, by the way. Their gender transcends kind of our understanding of gender. So they're like gender queer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that when a generation after the person who's gifted rejects it, it like doubles it for the next person.
Ooh!
And my mom hated that my grandmother was a medium, and it like made her become a Christian because she was so like terrified by all of that stuff. She like completely denied it. And so now I'm transgender.
And now you're a super medium.
Yeah. I think she made me a mudong kind of a little bit.
Wow. Okay. So tell me about you being a medium.
Okay, so the story I was going to tell, and I just wanted to give some background to that.
Yeah.
The story I was going to tell is when I was like four, maybe four, five, I was still scared of the dark. And probably because who knows what I was seeing in the dark, but I was scared. Yeah, I was scared of the dark. So I was scared to go to the bathroom by myself.
Still am.
Right? Still.
I literally am scared of the dark and going to the bathroom by myself at night.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go with somebody, but I'm scared.
So I went to the bathroom by myself and I was feeling very scared and I started kind of talking to myself. And then I remember hearing a very distinct male voice, like a man, say, "Don't be afraid." And I was like, what? I didn't see anything. I just heard that really distinct voice. And I ran out of the bathroom and I ran to my mom and I said, "Oh my God, oh my God, I heard this spirit, this something." And her eyes got really big and she seemed really freaked out. And then she literally grabbed me and she was, "That was Jesus." And I remember thinking,
"You met JC?"
Yeah, I remember I was like, "I don't think that was Jesus." I was just like, I was like, "I don't know." Like, I could feel the con. I could feel the manipulation.
It might have been Jesus.
I don't think it was.
What if Christian County, if he's going to go anywhere, he's going to go to the place named after him. So do you feel like maybe that spirit was connected to the house, or do you think it was just like a random medium visit from an ancestor?
I don't know. Maybe it was Jesus. I mean, now I'm thinking about it, I go, wait a second. Maybe it was. And I don't know why I just don't want it to be Jesus.
Yeah. Like, can I just pee? Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, because that's the thing, too. It's like, I was a little boy peeing. Like, what? Like, that's weird.
And also, the opposite effect happened, which is like, don't be scared. You're like,
yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, right? It's kind of like, okay, like, scare me more?
Yeah.
You know? That's a very clear memory of growing up.
But I want to know about you being a medium still. I mean, it's got to be in there.
Well, I've always been a little witchy. I mean, I do tarot readings sometimes.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I want one.
And I've had dreams and sometimes I have premonitions.
Okay, this is not the show where you just like kind of, "Oh, and I have premonitions," and also, no, you, what's the premonition? We got to hear.
See, well, I don't like remember specific, like sometimes I'll have a dream and then details of it will happen and then I'll go, "Oh, like that's so weird. I shouldn't even be going down this path because I don't have any like hard, cold facts or stories to give." I've gone to different psychics and mediums. Many of them separately have told me that my grandmother is a very strong spirit in my life.
Mm.
And I've had multiple psychics tell me that she saved me during childbirth because my mom had a very difficult childbirth. And I didn't tell them that. I did not even say that. They could just tell. They look at me, they go, "Your mom had a difficult childbirth." They're like, "You look wide. You're big. You're a big girl." No, I'm kidding. But they didn't even know that. And they were like, "Yeah, your grandmother is the one who saved you." So.
Wow.
It's just in me. It's in my bones. And I joked earlier about the transgender thing, but I really do. I do believe that my gender identity is not just about gender, but it's also cultural. It's a cultural thing for me where when I learned about the Mudong tradition and how they don't really ascribe to any gender, I was like, oh, wow. It helped me have some context for myself.
Totally. We've talked about this before on the show. There's been so many traditions around the world. Even the conversation of ghosts, for example, like pretty much every country and their different cultures within them have something to say about it. And that to me feels very validating. But also there's so many cultures around the world that have people that are somewhere in the middle of the binary or however you want to look at it that aren't necessarily male or female that are viewed as people of spiritual awareness or whatever it is. And I totally think that that's true.
Yeah, yeah. I wish I had more concrete examples and stories to give of my witchiness.
No, it's okay. But I want to know, is this how you got the job writing for Raven? You said, "Listen, I have premonitions sometimes. I dreamed that I would have this job."
You know what's so funny? I've never put that together ever in my life. That the one show that I've written on for 2 years is about a psychic. That's so funny. I never put that together.
Do you go to psychics often?
Not anymore, but I used to. Like when I wanted to move to LA, I was living in the Bay Area. I came down here and I went to the House of Intuition.
Hell yeah.
Not knowing anything about it, I just saw it and I went, oh, that looks like a funny place. And so I went inside.
That looks like a funny place.
I was like, that's a funny looking place. House of Intuition, what the fuck is that? And so I walked in, got a reading. And what's so funny is, and no offense to, I don't know, but like the lady was like, you're going to be pregnant. And I was like, oh, I was like, because like back in that, I was more fishy. Like, I feel like now, like I've kind of let it all go. I'm just like, ah, listen, like, you know, whatever. But at that time I was kind of performing femininity a little bit more. And she was like, you're going to be pregnant. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, and I didn't even, because I didn't want to make it awkward. I was like, thank you. I was like, yay. Like, thank you so much. I was like, thank you so much. I love your mom.
It's a miracle.
But yeah, that kind of took me out of it. I was like, okay, well.
Anything's possible.
Maybe she knew I was trans and thought that that's what I wanted. Like, she thought that that's what, like, I needed as a trans woman, like, a validation.
Sometimes when I go to get, like, laser hair removal or something, they'll do, like, a little survey at the top, and they'll be like, are you pregnant? And I'm like, no.
No.
What makes you ask that?
Oh, my God.
Okay, tell me another story.
Okay. So, we had family in St. Louis, and so we would go to St. Louis every... like once a year for like some sort of holiday or birthday or something, something. Sorry, this isn't my story. I'm going to be telling you someone else's story. Is that okay?
That's okay. I mean, is it The Exorcist? Is this a famous story?
You go, I'm so sorry. This is The Exorcist. No. This is her own personal story, but I'm telling it for her. So I don't want to set it up as if like, you know what? I'm just going to keep talking and then we're going to go.
Or just pretend it's yours. We won't fact check.
No, well, I'm a true teller. I will not lie. That was not Jesus.
I'm a comic. I tell the truth.
I'm going to St. Louis and I stay with my cousin and his wife. I really want to say like their race. And that has nothing to do with anything. I just go, my cousin's Korean. His wife was white. I don't even know. That doesn't have anything to do with anything. But I wanted to say it.
I mean, it's your story.
I'm kind of telling the story as if I've never told a story before in my life. Like, I don't even know how to tell a story. So anyways, it's late at night and we're telling each other stories. And someone was like, oh, like, does anyone have any ghost stories? And she was like, okay. She's like, I actually do. She's like, I have one. And she said that growing up.
This is the white woman?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
So she was like, I was staying over at a friend's house. And they lived in a house that was haunted.
Was the friend white?
Probably.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, she married a Korean man, so maybe, who knows?
Okay.
So she said that she was doing a sleepover at her friend's house, and it was known that this house was kind of spooky because it had a history, like someone was murdered there. It was just like a weird house.
Okay.
You go, this is Haunted Mansion. And I go, oh, okay.
This is The Conjuring 2. I've heard this story.
No, this is real. But basically, she was like, late at night, she's having a hard time sleeping. She was up, her friend was asleep. So she like turns over in bed and then she starts feeling her friend like stroking her head. And she was like, oh, okay, I can't sleep. So her friend is just being nice or whatever. And she turns around and her friend is asleep and her hair, someone is holding up her own hair.
Updo?
Updo. And it's not her friend. It is some sort of spirit. And so she screams and wakes up her friend and tells her what happened. And her friend's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, weird shit happens all the time in this house. Like, oh, my God.
Okay. Here's where I think you plagiarized the story from.
What?
Me. I had the exact same thing happen before.
Okay. Things can happen to multiple people, Roz. Not you. You don't own.
No, I invented this.
And you're the only trans comic in L.A.? Huh?
Listen, I didn't invite you here to fight. It was not plagiarism. I'm sorry I said that. But this happened to me. I've told this story before on the show.
Oh, my God.
One time, me and my friend Johnny Reinhardt went to a haunted B&B, and we're sleeping in a bed together, and I felt somebody like touch the top of my head because I had the blankets over my head. I was so scared, and I felt somebody pull the blanket back, like they put their fingers underneath the blanket and pull it back from my head, and I thought it was Johnny, and I was like, I'm fine, Johnny. I like pulled the blanket off, and I look over, and he's fast asleep. And the ghost did not style my hair.
Okay, what I'm getting from this is that ghosts are kind of obsessed with hair.
They don't understand boundaries.
Maybe because they don't have theirs.
Well, that's true.
They miss their hair. And they see our hair is kind of ratty. It's not well kept. Sorry, I'm Roz, sorry.
Wow.
I didn't mean it like that.
Wow.
And they go, I want to fix that a little bit.
Yeah.
Good intentions. And then we freak out. You know, the man that was watching me pee, like, he wasn't trying to be creepy.
Jesus.
No, he was creepy, probably. It was a creepy ghost.
Don't be scared. Before we get into our first segment, I just want to double check. Do you have any other stories you'd like to share? You've given us enough. This is great.
You know, I feel like if you could grade me on my ghost stories, I feel like I got an F.
No, they're very good. I just want to make sure. So I don't miss anything.
I didn't plagiarize anything, Roz.
I don't think you did.
Okay.
All right. It's time for our first segment today. Can I show you a haunted eBay doll?
Yes.
This is a segment I like to call The Dolls Are Living. Okay. Here's what I do, Nori. I go to eBay and I find alleged haunted dolls that are currently up for sale. Jiha, could you please show Nori and I who we've got here today? I'd like you to meet Olivia.
Oh my God.
She's gorgeous. Okay, so she's got like a Victorian dress on. She kind of looks like a 70-year-old woman that has like the best facelift, like not a wrinkle.
Who's her surgeon?
Literally.
Who is the surgeon? Because it's giving, like, she's gotten FFS like with an inch of her life.
Totally. It's very good.
There's no man in that face. It's like that nose, the lip arch, like.
Yeah. No, it's all good. It's very good.
Wow.
And she's great at blush. And then the look that she's wearing, it's very Victorian. It's like when you go to a historical site and then there's like a lady in the gift shop that's like dressed like a Victorian lady. That's kind of what that is.
She knows she looks like, oh my God, the actress in Gilded Age, who's like the older one, who's like mean.
I'm not familiar.
She's also in like The Good Wife. And for the listeners out there, I think a lot of them will know who I'm talking about. But she's the old, mean woman in Gilded Age who's, like, very old world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but they're not going to be able to see the doll.
Well, you actually can if you go to Ghosted by Roz on Instagram and go to the story highlight tab that says dolls.
Ooh.
She has got some kind of...
Some baubles.
Yeah, it almost looks like a key, like when, like, a janitor has, like, a key ring. She has, like, balls connected to chains. There's definitely, like, a full-on link chain on there. And I don't know what she's doing with that, but she does come with a biography. So let's read here about Olivia, who knows her worth. She is going for $220. The person who's selling Olivia writes, "Welcome. May I present Olivia, for your consideration. Before we even start on this spirit, I have to admit I have a hard time understanding her comments. Things like S&M and bondage. She has indicated that she derives pleasure with this type of sexual nature. Olivia, okay, this is lewd. Sorry, I didn't warn you about this. Is this okay with you, Nori?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Olivia likes both ways and sexual partners that like to explore their sexuality. I know I am getting too old when I have to look up what the spirit is trying to impart to me. Olivia has a habit of coming into your thoughts during the day. I have to admit, it can be very distracting. She only wants to pleasure you, mind, and body. The dreams are explicit and very naughty. She derives her pleasure from your pleasure. Olivia's background is very simple. Okay, here's sad part. She died of a disease. Okay, whatever.
And now she's horny as hell.
She really doesn't like to talk about herself, only what she wants to do to you. I believe that she was very sexually active during her earth life and wants to continue in her spirit life as well. Don't be surprised if you feel yourself become sexually aroused for no reason. Just know she is getting you ready for herself.
Okay, I think we can assume the disease that she died from is probably a venereal disease. Probably like a syphilis or a...
Yeah, back in the day, maybe.
Yeah, because she's slutty as hell.
She's sex positive.
Oh, sorry, this is a sex positive podcast, and I forgot that. So this is a new type of culture to me.
Oh, welcome to my culture.
And something that I'm learning is that is haunted dolls, like, is it like sexual? Like, is it like...
Sometimes.
So not all the time.
Not all the time.
Okay.
The thought is that a person named Olivia has died. She was freaky as hell. And somehow, some way, she found herself inside of this doll. And now for $220, she's on eBay.
I believe it all. I mean, because, like, here's the thing. Like, this is a doll, but this is a doll of a grown woman. I mean, dolls are usually of children.
Yeah, no, that's not, like, a little girl doll or a baby doll. That's a woman.
This is not a little girl. And it's not, like, a Barbie doll either, because, like, this is an old woman who's a doll.
Yeah.
And there's something very horny about that.
Yeah.
I think the keys also, because she's holding all those keys, I think she has, like, sex dungeon where there's, like, lovers in cages and stuff.
Totally. She's, like, pleasure dom. Like...
Yeah.
She says S&M and bondage are some of the words that have come through when they've tried to communicate with her.
Wow.
As a third-generation medium, are you picking up any of this to be true?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. You know, if I can put on my Mudong hat, which is a real hat because they wear hats.
Is it really?
They do. They wear special hats for different ceremonies.
Oh, my God. I want you to wear one of those.
Yeah. I don't have any. I should order one.
Get one.
I'm going to say that I believe this 100%. I think that there's something very believable about this this story. And the more that I look at Olivia's face, the more she's telling me, yeah, this is all true, bitch. I'm a horny ass old lady.
And she will make you horny.
Who's going to make you horny in your dreams and in your life. Speaking of hair, I feel like, take a shot every time we say hair. Because that's the theme of today's show. Her hair is disgusting.
I mean, yeah, she's got bangs, but then she's also got sort of like a Krusty the Clown kind of like on the sides. I mean, it's really sticking out.
Maybe it's like sex hair or something. Like it's like, oh, she's banged so much that her hair is crazy as hell.
And she wants you to know.
And she wants you to know, but she needs a brush. She needs to have sex with a brush on her hair. That's what she needs to meet up with.
Right. Here's why I relate to her. I put a lot of time into makeup and zero time into hair.
Your hair is gorgeous. You have the most, you're known for your hair being gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. But I don't know how to style it. I usually have somebody else do it for me if I can. But her face is flawless. Anyway, enough about her. Can I play you some ghost voices?
Oh, yeah.
It's time for
EVPs
or EV Please. Do you know the term EVP?
I do. There was a time in my life when I was a teenager, I was obsessed. I would listen to them at night and scare myself.
Yeah. That's what I do. It stands for electronic voice phenomena. So it's anytime a ghost hunter believes they've captured a ghost speaking, for anyone that doesn't know. I go to the internet and I find EVPs, and I want to play you two of them. Tell me what you hear, And then I'm going to give you some options, the correct answer being what the ghost hunter believes the ghost is saying. All right. This first one was posted on an account on YouTube called Haunted or Not. And it was captured by Mark and Debbie Constantine at a place in Kentucky that is very famous in the paranormal world, in Wilder, Kentucky, Bobby Mackey's Music World. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Oh, this place, I'm sure her IMDb is filled with credits because all the ghost hunting shows go to Bobby Mackey's Music World. It's like a country music venue that's like crawling with demons.
Kentucky is the most haunted state in the world, it seems like.
I mean, I spent 2 weeks there on the television show I'm on called Living for the Dead.
Yes.
And we went to Waverly Hills Sanatorium. We also went to the Palace Theater in Louisville, and very haunted, both of them. Okay, what is this ghost saying at Bobby Mackey's Music World? Now, there's definitely it's not that. It's underneath that, there is a soft, kind of feminine voice.
Yeah.
Let's play it again.
Like that.
Yeah, okay, here we go. You are my body.
You think I'm sexy?
Dream spa, baby.
I mean, she's fish for sure. She's definitely fish. She's like, she's a doll. She's like, she's very, very femme. Like, kind of like feeling her body. She's like,
Maybe it's Olivia.
It's Olivia? Does she travel?
She says, you thought you were done with me and the show? Well, I'm back, bitch.
I'm back. With the clickety-clack, it almost sounds like, you know, the Vogue, like, voguing tracks.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
or it might be also, like, you know, that thing where you clap to give emphasis, you know.
Oh.
I'm not doing this.
Yes, yes. Something I'm confused about with ESP, what's it called?
EVPs.
EVP. Something ESP is something different. What I'm confused about, why don't they ever capture, like, gay voices? Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I never was hearing any, like, hey, girl. Like, I love that dress, girl.
I mean, there was a moment when I was ghost hunting on Living for the Dead on Hulu and Disney Plus around the world where I heard a ghost say, yes.
Okay, see?
Which led me to think, are you gay? And it didn't say anything else after that.
Oh, definitely a queen. 100%.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to this, though. Do you have any guesses? I can give you some options.
I think she was ordering food. Because I was hearing, like, you know when you go pull up to a drive-thru and you go, I guess I want a number two, like, a fries.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
Very relatable.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I have an order of onion rings?
Is the ice cream machine working?
Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm on the phone with my friend. 1 second. Girl, 1 second. Hi. Can I have a number three? Girl, I'm still here. 1 second. I'm on the phone. Yeah, with pickles.
Pickles.
Okay. Is it A,
I need to see those boobs?
Is it B,
I'm the guy they speak to?
Is it C,
hi, it's really nice to meet you?
Or D,
I know your man, his name is Steven.
Okay.
Oh.
It's one of those. Now let me play it again.
I think it's C.
You think that it is, hi, it's really nice to meet you.
I do. I heard a meet. I heard a meet loud and clear.
Well, they believe it's, I'm the guy they speak to.
Why would she call herself a guy?
This is what they think. Wait, let's hear it again. I don't know.
No, I'm sorry.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe is that a human speaking and that's the feminine voice and the clap clap is the ghost? No.
Will you play it one more time and I want to hear the clackety clack? Oh, no, I think you were right. It's the voice.
All right. Well,
I think that they misgendered that ghost.
Right. Maybe what she was saying is, I'm the girl that they speak to. Here's another one.
Okay.
This one comes from TikTok, and it was posted by psychic_pilot_Jude. Ooh, a psychic pilot. Oh my God, imagine if you were like on a plane and the pilot was like over the mic. I have a feeling we're going to land this plane in about 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
All right. What? I don't know where this is from. What is this ghost saying?
I'm sorry. Wait, is he eating? Is like the ghost eating a Chuck roast dinner? Is he eating a bunch of Whoppers? Like the candy? I'm so sorry.
What? That was an assault to my ears. I'm sorry, listeners. Okay, I think it's done with a spirit box, which is why you hear underneath, which is it's scanning radio frequencies and it's picking up something. I don't know if this voice is coming through a device like that or if it's happening simultaneously, but let's listen again.
Yeah, there is that voice at the end that's like,
yeah, it almost sounds like there's a, and then
it kind of sounds like when she's like, are you happy to be in Paris?
You know, the two different voices, you know what it just reminded me of? Wake me up inside. Maybe this is Evanescence coming through the radio. It's just an idea. Okay. Is it A, what the fuck, girl, no? Is it B, I'm trying to find a way home? Is it C, what a funny way to go? Or D, let the bodies hit the floor? All right, it's one of those.
I think B.
Psychic pilot Jude thinks that it is, I'm trying to find a way home. Let me play it again now that we know that. Oh, it's like, I'm trying to find a way home.
Oh, I heard it.
They say home with the second kind of voice. I'm trying to find a way home.
That's fascinating.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Let me just real quick, so we can cover as much ground here as we can, because you're busy. I don't know when you'll be back. I'm just going to ask you about some paranormal phenomena. I'm wondering your thoughts on it, if maybe it'll inspire a story that you have. We'll see. We'll see what happens. What do you think of curses? Do you believe in that as a concept?
I believe in intergenerational trauma.
Okay.
Which is almost like a curse.
Right.
That, you know, the ones of us that finally go to therapy have to break.
Mm.
So I believe in generational curses, yeah.
Do you think that someone can put a curse on someone?
I think someone can have such a negative energy towards another person that they send that negative energy to that person.
Mm, yeah, I could see that. Have you done that to me?
Well, I'll say this. I think you've done a really good job overcoming a lot of those curses I try to send you because you're thriving. And
thank you.
Good for you because you're thriving and nothing I sent was able to stick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about Ouija boards?
Well, I've done a Ouija board or two, and it always feels so real.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who's moving that? Like,
right.
But I don't know. I always feel like every time we Ouija, there's always one bossy person who's kind of maybe pushing a little bit more.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
But you know what? I always have long nails, and I would love to do it with, like, another doll with long nails. So we can barely even touch the damn thing. That would help.
Mm.
What about Bigfoot?
Ugh.
Always a controversial one.
I've dated him.
You did?
I did.
So he's real?
I've never talked about this.
Okay, exclusive.
Yeah, we dated for, well, a date's a strong word. We hooked up for a little bit.
How did you find him?
Well, it's really how he finds you. I mean, I was camping.
By yourself?
Yeah, sometimes I feel a little lonely. I go camping just to go to touch with nature. And suddenly behind me, you know, I hear a, "You okay?" I want to be like, "Oh my fucking God." You know, I want to be like.
It could have been Jesus.
No, it wasn't Jesus. It was Bigfoot. But, you know, no celebrity wants to hear that. And like, "Oh my God, you're Jennifer Aniston." Like,
I know. I hate when people do that to me.
I know that happens to you a lot. That happens to you a lot. So I played it cool and I said, "Yeah, I'm okay. But, you know." And then he sat down. We kind of talked. We have a lot in common, same values and stuff. So
you do?
We hooked up. Yeah, we hooked up. Yeah.
Is he pretty like progressive and all that?
No, he's extremely far right. But he has a huge dick. So it was okay. Yeah.
Well, big feet. You know what that means.
Big feet. And you know these far right guys. They love the girls.
Oh, of course.
They love the girls.
Of course they do.
He was living. He was waiting for a lonely doll to be out in the woods.
God, that is such a gift to him. Good for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, ultimately we kind of, you know, we didn't agree on some of the Supreme Court stuff, so.
But you had a lot in common.
Yeah.
You both went out in the woods that day, and you both pitched a tent. Well, Nori Reed, thank you so much for joining me.
What a way to end. What a beautiful way to end. Absolutely.
Can you tell people where to find you and all the stuff you got going on? This is going to be out in the beginning of the year.
Well, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yay!
Find me on Instagram. It's, you know, my name, Nori Reed. And then on Twitter, I am Real Nori Reed. And yeah, I'm performing all the time in LA. I have the second iteration of Trans It Girls, which Roz crushed at.
Oh my God, I love that show.
Yes, yes, we're doing a second version in the new year. So go ahead and go to Elysian.com and get your tickets if they're still available, because they'll probably be sold out.
Yes, that's in LA, stand up, a fantastic trans queer celebration of comedy. At the Elysian Theater.
So funny.
Well, thanks for doing this, Nori.
Thank you. Thank you, Roz.
Thank you so much to Nori Reed. Hey, make sure you check out my personal Instagram at Roz Hernandez. I've got my merch there and different tour dates and all that kind of stuff. I love you all, both living and dead. But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye! This has been an Exactly Right production. Want to share your paranormal experience on the podcast? I read stories out loud, and sometimes I'll even call you. So email me at ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. You can send a DM or voice message to the show's Instagram at ghostedbyroz. Give us a follow while you're there. And follow me, Roz, on Instagram at Roz Hernandez and on TikTok and Twitter at It's Roz Hernandez. My senior producer is the startling Jiha Lee. Associate producer is the alarming Christina Chamberlain. This episode was mixed and sound designed by the eerie Edson Choi. My guest booker is the petrifying Patrick Kottner. Additional production support from the hair-raising Hannah Kyle Crichton. My theme music is by the spine-chilling Brendan Lynch Salomon. Artwork by the spooky Vanessa Lilac. Photography by the terrifying Elizabeth Karen. Executive produced by the chilling Karen Kilgariff, the spooky Georgia Hardstark, and the frightening Danielle Kramer.